So we're talking today about the angel of kindness. And the angel of kindness in the angel cards is the angel with the bunny. And our friend Kate loved bunnies. She made her transition a couple of years ago. But whenever I see a bunny, I'm reminded of Kate. And so the description of the angel of kindness sounds like Kate to me, with a lot of laughter thrown in. Be great-hearted, warm and generous in your attitude and actions. Approach life softly. Sprinkle goodwill liberally and give gentle consideration to others. And in one of the quotes from one of my books today, the beloved said to me, what was Kate's motto? And I said, people are for loving, not for comparing. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about kindness and what kindness means. And when I started preparing for this talk, it was more than a month ago, I started thinking about this, and I've gone through periods of time in the last 4 weeks where I had no clue what kindness really was. It's like, what is this? You know, we are taught to be considerate of other people. We're taught to think about other people's feelings and try to help them feel good and to do things for them, to be of service. And we're taught that, and it's an important teaching, and there's incredible teachings in the world now about doing random acts of kindness, and that if you do an act of kindness every day for 365 days, you can change 365 lives. And that's such a powerful idea, and something that I've practiced for years is doing my best to bring kindness, consciously intend to bring kindness into what I do. And yet, as I've gone through this time over 4 or 5 weeks, about thinking about kindness, it didn't come down to doing kind acts. It came down to being kind. Kindness as a state of being, not as a mind intention or a physical action, but just showing up in the world as kind. And one day I was talking to my practitioner, and she was here a month or two ago, and I introduced her at a church on Sunday. And after the service, she said to me, thank you for being so kind in your introduction. And I said, I wasn't being kind. I wasn't trying to be kind. I just told the truth. And the truth is, I appreciate her so much, and I have loved her for close to 15 years. And I just spoke from my heart about that love. It wasn't trying to be something or do something. It was just telling my truth. So, just gonna cry through this talk. There's so many things that speak to me. Teilhard de Chardin, a Christian mystic, 20th century Christian mystic, said, someday, when we have harnessed the power of the sun and the waves and gravity, we will learn how to harness the power of love. And then, for the second time, we will have discovered fire. The fire of love that flows through us and out into the world, the brightness of the light that we are, shining the light that we are. And many of you know that I study Abraham Hicks week after week after year after decade. And Abraham said last week in Boston that if we vibrate with spirit, if we vibrate love, if we cultivate tuning ourselves to source and being in alignment with that beauty, with that love, with that power, with that grace, then the people in our lives, the people who are in our lives, won't be different. We won't go out in the world and collect different people. What will happen is that we will inspire the best in the people who are already here. And we will connect with that aspect of who they are. And perhaps a few people will leave and a few more will come, but we're not looking to change the people in our lives. We're looking to be love that resonates with what that person most wants to give in the world and share in the world. And so more and more, the people who teach me are my friends. People like Kate and people like Carrie. And Carrie was talking at my house 2 weeks ago, and I asked her to talk about kindness. And she said probably the most brilliant thing that I found in pages and pages and pages of quotes that I found and that one of my friends found on kindness. I walked into a meeting last week, and a friend of mine had prepared a half-hour talk on kindness and gave me all his notes. So he gave me 7 pages of quotes, brilliant quotes on kindness. But Carrie's quote was the one that inspired me the most. Carrie said, "The best act of kindness you can do is ground yourself in love and be yourself. And be the truth of who you are and let it shine." So I'm going to read that again because it's so brilliant. And Carrie's in the room, for those of you who aren't here. "The best act of kindness you can do is ground yourself in love and be yourself. And be the truth of who you are and let it shine." And I have this sign on my fridge. In a world that you can, where you can be anything, be yourself. Be yourself. So I have this talk on the serotonin levels of the body and how when you act kindly or witness kindness, the endorphins and serotonins in your body increase, and it changes the physiology of your body, and your consciousness of the heart changes your body. But I decided at 3 o'clock this morning to give a different talk today. And to give the talk, it's me, that comes from my books. So I've written 3.5 books on Chatting with the Beloved. And in book 3, the Beloved said, "Kindness is a miracle cure. Kindness brings you into your heart energy, where your greatest power lies." And so, going back to book 1, and sharing the truth that I'm bringing into the world, here's what the Beloved said. They said, "When you fall in love, you feel good. Remember, when you feel good, you feel us. Power of love. As you love anyone, you are in a state of alignment with us. When you are in alignment with us, our love pours through you out into the world. Everyone and everything you think about in a state of appreciation benefits. As you love us directly, you allow more of who we are to shine forth directly as you. You can take a tiny candle flicker in your heart and allow it to grow to a steady flashlight beam and then to a lighthouse beacon, bringing more and more light and love into your world. It feels good to be a beacon of light. And then we talked a little bit about what it feels like to shine the light, to be from that connection into love in the world. And they said, we love it when you feel that way. We also love you when you temporarily lose your awareness of your true self and our love. We would appreciate you being especially kind to yourself in those moments. Perfectionism doesn't serve you. If you only love yourself when you're connected and shining, your love is very conditional. You sometimes beat yourself up when you feel disconnected, and that response is self-defeating. It makes you feel further away from us and the love that we are. So we are sharing the love of the infinite in the world. And my friend Prem Glidden quoted a friend of hers whose name I don't remember about something that helped me understand unconditional love. Prem's friend said, unconditional love never excludes yourself. And ultimately, we are not talking about sacrifice. When we talk about kindness, we're not talking about tearing out a part of ourselves and giving it away. We are talking about standing in our power and giving generously and benevolently and joyfully because we have so much to share, so much to shine, so much to love, so much to be, that we can't contain it. It just overflows everywhere we go. It's just all of who we are. And so we show up in this incredible generosity and joy, and other people get to experience it. It's such a powerful thing. And we are taught that sacrifice is the highest gift. And yet, I've come to believe that sacrifice, the need for sacrifice, stems from a belief in lack. That there isn't enough in the world to go around, that we're dividing up this small amount. And if I get more than my share, I'm depriving you. And science of mind has taught me that the universe is endlessly abundant. And as we believe in the goodness, more goodness can come. As we open ourselves to receive, so much pours in that all we can do is give. And then more comes in and more goes out. And it's just this endless, endless thing. Somebody, one of the quotes on David's list that he gave me, my friend David Wember's list that he gave me last week, says it's impossible to be kind and give it all away because more comes back. The more you give, the more it comes back. And you end up, Abraham said recently, all acts of service are codependent because they feel so good. So it's about being connected and feeling good and loving life and finding that truth of who you are and sharing it and letting it shine, as Carrie said so beautifully. And so in my second book, with Chatting with the Beloved, the beloved said, we are the playful, loving nature that lives within you all. When you love, you allow us to flow through you. In some people, that expresses as silly poems. I had just written a silly poem and I was embarrassed by it. And they said, no, that's love. In others, it could be the inspiration to write music or to get a better job to support the family or to get up at night to feed a baby. Our love within you, through you, as you, allows you to be love in the world. And I said, writing silly poems doesn't seem as important as supporting families and feeding babies. And the beloved said, what was your friend Kate's motto? And I said, people are for loving, not for comparing. And they said, all things we lead people to do when they love are valuable. Silly poems, holding hands, dancing to our song, making a life together. All the little parts and pieces of loving, whatever they are valuable expressions of our love in the world. So are expressions of love for your family and friends, holiday celebrations, potlucks, picking up the phone to say hi, writing a note, visiting a hospital, meeting for coffee, seeing a movie, taking a walk together. You take for granted how much love flows in your life daily. You express your love for your friends so often. Kindness and caring are second nature to you. You don't even see or feel yourself in that space. We want you to become aware. We encourage you to become conscious of the volume of love that flows through you and your life every day. As you brush your teeth, notice you are taking care of yourself. And say on the inside, I am loving. As you brush your teeth, notice you're taking care of yourself and say on the inside, I am loving. Wow, that blew me away. As you send a Christmas card, say, I am loving. As you order a cake to celebrate your friend's birthday, say, I am loving. As you hug a friend and say thank you for their affection, say, I am loved and loving. Or even better, say, I am love going and coming. I am love going and coming. I am love. I am kindness. Because I am inspired to give love. It's not something that I consciously choose on a daily basis. It's something I am. And sometimes I'm not. When I'm disconnected and ouchy in a moment, sometimes I'm not kind. But I'm more and more aware of when I'm not. I'm sensitive now to when I'm rude or upset or frightened or angry. I don't like that feeling because it feels so much better to see the world through a filter of love than a filter of fear. So I can choose to feel love. I can choose to be love in those moments when I'm not. But when in those moments when I are, it's just spontaneous. It's just inspired. It just is. And finding that place within yourself that just is the joy of loving, that's like the greatest thing I've ever discovered so far. I bet there's more. There's never a ceiling on how good we can feel or how much we can love, but that's a powerful realization to have, that sometimes we just be love. And it's so stunning. And sometimes other people just be love, and it's stunning. And I had a couple of experiences in the springtime. One day I was walking in the grocery store, and a woman walked by me with a baby in a carriage. And I looked at that baby. It was a little African-American baby. And that was the most beautiful baby I had ever seen up until that moment. It was like this shining beacon of love in this baby carriage. And I looked at his mother. And I put my hand on my heart and I said, you must be so thrilled to be his mother. And she looked back into my eyes and she put her hand on her heart and she said, oh, I am. And I swear I felt like the Grinch. My heart grew 3 sizes. She let in that love. She gave me that love in that moment that she felt for that baby. And I let it in. I received the wonder. I received the wonder of that love. And I have a friend now, Carlo, who has twin babies that were born on August 13th. My twin baby friends. And Carlo, his little boy, when he was born, they have a boy and a girl. Carlo and Paula have a boy and a girl. Young Carlo and Penelope Ann. And when the little boy was born, he had a little bit of a lung issue. And they put him in the neonatal ICU, separated from his twin that he'd been in the womb with for 9 months and separated from his mom. And but the hospital, Loudoun County Birthing Center, is brilliant. It is an incredibly beautiful, wonderful place. And I went to see the twins when they were 1 day old. They invited me to come see them. And I got there and I saw Paula, and she called Carlo, and he sent somebody to get me, to take me into the NICU to see the baby and to see him. And when I got there, they said, you have to scrub 3 minutes. Even though you're not allowed to, you are not allowed to touch the baby. They were very clear about that. You are not to touch the baby, but even to be here, you have to scrub up to your elbows for 3 minutes. So I was at the sink and using the hot water and the harsh soap and all to, and the brush to scrub my hands and nails and arms. And as I was doing it, I was looking across the room at my friend Carlo rocking in a rocking chair with this tiny baby against his heart. It was such a powerful vision, and I watched him for 3 minutes before I was in there to talk to him. And he just closed his eyes and rocked the baby while he was waiting for me to come in. And I came in and we talked for a bit, and then the nurse came and took the baby from him to put him back in the isolette so that he could be plugged into the antibiotic drip. And I looked at Carlo's face, and he looked like his heart had been ripped out when that baby was taken away from him and put over there by himself. And I said to him, you know, babies are so open, they can feel you. And so if you just hold him in your heart right here, he'll know. He'll feel you. He'll know. And he closed his eyes and he rocked. And the sun came out on his face and he said, I can feel him. And he said, but my wife's across the hall with my other baby. And I said, take them into your heart too. And he rocked. And he said, I can feel them too. And the love just grows. And we're inspired to the perfect words at the perfect time and to share the love that we are. And people feel it, and they know it, and they get it, and they live it, and then they go share it with other people. And he went across to the hall to his wife, and she taught her how to feel it. He taught her how to feel it. And the ripples in the pond just go out and out and out, and the love just grows. You know, whether you see it as the ripples of love, or you see the grid and the lights going out and lighting all over the world. Every time we give our love, in whatever way we give it, smiling at a stranger, blessing someone standing at a bus stop, trusting that our love makes a difference in the world. You know, I remember my first teacher was Louise Hay. And I remember in one of her books, You Can Heal Your Life, it was the first metaphysical book I wrote.
I read.
She said, what you do with the love in your heart matters. Mm-hmm. So what we do with the love in our hearts matters. And as we become more familiar with loving, we are inspired to kindness. It becomes second nature. It becomes natural. It becomes easy. It becomes who we are. And yes, we have to be taught maybe to be considerate, and we have to choose to give random acts of kindness so that we know how it feels. And we begin to feel that warmth and that love and that caring and that beauty. Yesterday at the Abraham workshop in New York, Abraham told a story about Esther Hicks sitting on an airplane the week before, flying back from Boston to San Antonio. And as the plane was getting ready to take off, there was a family sitting in front of her with three children, two-year-old boys and a six-year-old girl, two twins. And as they got ready to take off, the twins sitting separate from the mother across the aisle started to scream and panic because he was terrified by the sound of the airplane. It was the first time he had flown. And he screamed and screamed, and the flight attendant was staring at the mother saying, you stay in your chair. you don't go to that baby. And finally, after what seemed like forever, the flight attendant nodded, and the mother was able to go gather her baby in her arms and hold him very, very tightly, 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 tightly. And kiss the back of his head and tell him it was okay. It's okay. It's okay. Everything's okay. And Abraham said, Esther turned to her friend and said, I want to do that to everyone in the world. I want to take them all in my arms and hold them in my lap and tell them it's going to be all right. It's okay. Everything's all right. We soothe and we soften and we remember, and we get to share that part of it we have. You give what you have. You can't give what you don't have. I looked that up on the internet as part of this process. Turns out it's a Latin expression. I mean, it's very old. You can't give what you don't have. But as we practice loving where it's easy, we become better at loving, and our hearts grow, and kindness becomes more natural. Until we are those shining beacons in the world that just pulse love as much as possible. We be ourselves, we be love, we share who we truly are more and more. So that's where I came to. Thank you.